Father, we bless you this morning. You are worthy to be praised. We exalt your name, for you are good, you are kind, and your mercy endures forever. We bless your name, O Lord, for your grace over us. We thank you, for you are the Lord, and that is your name. Your glory, you will never share your glory with any graven image. We honor you, Lord. We bless your name. Thank you, righteous Father. We bow before you. Lord, we say you are good, you are kind unto us. We lift you up higher. We honor you, Lord. We exalt you. Thank you, Father. We bless your holy name. We honor you, Lord. You are worthy to be praised, not by the works of men, O Lord. It is by your grace and only by your grace. Thank you, Father. And Lord, this morning we ask, O Lord, that you will have mercy upon us in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Today is Tuesday, the 30th of December, 2025. I want you to bless the name of the Lord for his mercy. Honor him for his grace over your life. I want you to appreciate him for his good, his kind. Appreciate him for his kindness, for his love over you. For it has been God and not by the doings of men. And I want you to stand upon the word of the Lord and speak concerning your day as you go today. That in the name of Jesus, I have set the Lord always before me. Because the Lord is with me, I will not be moved. In the name of Jesus, I declare by the word of the Lord that the Lord will make a glorious name for himself today in my life. In the name of Jesus, as I wait upon the Lord, oh, the Lord renew my strength. In the name of Jesus, I declare that the wings of the Lord will bear me up far above every crafty mountains, far above every trap of men, every trap of the wicked in my day, far above every height of sorrow. In the name of Jesus, oh, the Lord deal with every darkness that is in my day, darkness that I cannot divine. In the name of Jesus, the Lord remove from my path this day everything and anything that threatens my existence. In the name of Jesus, I declare today I am positioned for blessing. In the name of Jesus, this day I shine forth, I show forth, and I bring forth the glory of the Lord. I take prophetic stand over this day. I declare that I will not be trapped by the powers of darkness of this day. I declare that the hand of the Lord is upon me. The grace of the Lord is upon my life. In the name of Jesus, I overturn every agenda of the wicked over my life. In the name of Jesus, every enterprise of the enemy is disappointed over me. They will not prosper in their enterprise, in their evil enterprise over me. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil agenda of the enemy over my life, over my home. In the name of Jesus, oh, I declare that the blessings of the Lord destroy every yoke of hard labor over my life. In the name of Jesus, I declare today I am positioned for greatness. I am positioned for the goodness of the Lord. I go forward. I increase in the goodness of God upon my portion. In the name of Jesus, I declare the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. In the name of Jesus, oh, this day I declare my portion. No man can take my place. No man can steal, for I am secured in the goodness of the Lord. I am secured in glorious things. In the name of Jesus, the Lord is with me. The Lord is in the midst of me. No man can stand against me. Oh, I am secured by the blood of Jesus. I arise today and I declare that the gates of blessing is open unto me. In the name of Jesus, as I go this day, I receive the mercy of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, the mercy of the Lord is upon me. The mercy of the Lord is with me. As I go today, my head will not lack oil. In the name of Jesus, oh, the favor of the Lord becomes evidence upon my life. The favor of the Lord becomes evidence upon my day. In the name of Jesus, oh, I am the anointed of the Lord. I am the one that the Lord has anointed. My head will not lack oil, for the Lord anoints my head with oil. My cup runs over. I declare today that I take delivery of God's provision for me this day. In the name of Jesus, I cancel every evil agenda of the every evil agenda of the wicked over my life, I cancel them in the name of Jesus. Every satanic agenda, demonic agenda over me is frustrated in the name of Jesus. I cancel today every evil expression, expressions of sickness, expressions of accident. I cancel you over my life in the name of Jesus. I will not walk into the trap of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Every evil conspiracy over my life, any coming together that is not of the Lord, you are scattered. Conspiracy of the enemy over my life is frustrated in the name of Jesus. Their secret is exposed and their conspiracy is turned over them in the name of Jesus. No weapon that is formed against me shall prosper, and any tongue that rises against me in judgment, I condemn you in the name of Jesus. I declare every minute, every second of this day, you will produce the evidence of God's favor over my life in the name of Jesus. I declare this day that my preservation is confirmed by the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, I want us to quickly lift up our voice and remember this nation in our prayer. I want you to pray and tell the Lord that the Lord will arise concerning Nigeria, that the Lord will arise over the course of Nigeria. Ask that the mercy of the Lord, oh, the mercy of the Lord be upon this nation in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask for your mercy. Lord, we ask for your mercy over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. Father, you will arise and you will frustrate the tokens of the wicked in the name of Jesus. You will frustrate the tokens of the evil ones in the name of Jesus. Father, their devices over this nation will not prosper in the name of Jesus. Oh, their gathering in the name of Jesus will be scattered. Every gathering that is against the promises of God concerning this nation, that is against the word of the Lord concerning Nigeria, such gathering is cancelled, is scattered wherever they are. Lord, that their gathering be scattered. Lord, you will set confusion in their midst in the name of Jesus. You will arise, O God, and you will scatter them. You will visit their camp with your vengeance in the name of Jesus. You will visit them with your vengeance, that their ways be darkened, and let your angels begin to pursue them in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your hand be heavy upon them for destruction in the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, as for us in Nigeria, we ask for mercy. Mercy over this nation. Lord, would declare your peace over Nigeria in the name of Jesus. From the north to the south, from the west to the east, would declare peace all over in the name of Jesus. Lord, would declare Nigeria for you, the Lord, the government, the people, our borders, the land, and all its wealth. We declare for the Lord in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, today is Tuesday, second to the last day of the year. What I had in mind this morning is that we should bless the name of the Lord. We should thank Him for His mercy, for His love, for provision over our life. But while I was going through my mind, going through the scripture, this dropped into my spirit that we should pray and ask for the mercy of the Lord as we are entering into a new season, to ask for the mercy of the Lord. Romans chapter 9 verse 15 and 16. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whomever I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whomever I will have compassion. Verse 16. So then, it is not of him who wills, nor of him who runs, but of God who shows mercy. It is not of him that knows how to pray or knows how to fast. It is not of him that wills or that knows how to run, but it is by the mercy of the Lord. As you march into the new season, 2026, I want you to desire the mercy of God upon your life and upon your household, because for the year 2026, there are banquets that are prepared ready in 2026. And beloved, your constant and only access to this feast of life is the mercy of the Lord. So it is important for you to ask for this mercy, not only on you, but upon your household, your business, your ministry, and everything that pertains to you. You ask for the mercy of the Lord, mercy for new beginnings that the Lord has prepared into the new season, 2026. Mercy for safe passage through the year 2026. Remember, not by running, or by knowing how to run, but by the mercy of the Lord that would secure your journey, would secure your passage through 2026. You ask for the mercy of the Lord, mercy that will give you access to the kindness of men, mercy that will give you access to the favor of men. Ask for the mercy of the Lord upon your life, mercy that will relocate you to a better place, a better position. The mercy of the Lord. That is the prayer that I want us to pray today. I don't know if we'll be able to finish today, and by the Spirit of the Lord, if He will permit us tomorrow, we are going to continue and we are going to bless His name as well. So I want you to pray Psalm 123 verse 3. Have mercy on us, O Lord. Have mercy on us, for we are exceedingly filled with contempt. Ask for the mercy of the Lord. Tell the Lord, Father, have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus, as I enter into this new season, Lord, mercy for new beginning in the year 2026. Lord, mercy. I ask for your mercy upon me and upon my household, upon my ministry, upon my children. I ask for mercy. Oh Lord, mercy for safe passage through the year 2026. Oh Lord, I am not relying on my strength, nor relying on anything that I have. As a matter of fact, I have nothing. Except you, Lord. Lord, have mercy. Mercy upon me, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. Psalm 30, verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. I read again. Psalm 30, verse 10. Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Lord, be my helper. I want you to ask from the Lord. Lord, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, mercy that will attract help for me in this season, 2026. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon me. Mercy for separation from those that has been appointed, those that has been ordained for destruction. Mercy for separation. Mercy for help. Mercy for protection. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. I want you to read Psalm 6 verse 2. Have mercy on me, O Lord, for I am weak. O Lord, heal me, for my bones are troubled. I want you to ask for mercy. Mercy for perfect health. One of the things that is on the table on this banquet is perfect health. Mercy to access this perfect health. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Pray and tell the Lord, Lord, have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. Oh, mercy that will lift me far above infirmity, far above sickness, far above any evil that has been programmed into the year 2026. I receive. Lord, have mercy on me. Let my life be undone by your kindness, by your mercy. Father, that my health, my household, be handled by your kindness, be handled by your mercy, in the name of Jesus. I'm going to be rounding up here because of time and space. I want you to take this prayer lastly from Psalm 102 verse 13. You will arise and have mercy on Zion, for the time to favor her, yes, the set time has come. I want you to call upon the Lord. Mercy to be in time. Mercy that will cause favor to work on my behalf. Mercy that will bring favor to my very presence. I receive in the name of Jesus. Father, let your mercy speak for me at all time. Arise, O Lord, my God. Have mercy upon me in the name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Mercy that will bring me in your kindness. Mercy that will bring me in your kindness and in the kindness of men. Mercy that will bring me into your favor and favor before men. Lord, I receive today in the name of Jesus. I pray for you in the name of Jesus, that the mercy of the Lord be upon you, be upon your household in the name of Jesus. It is well with you. As you step out today, the mercy of the Lord speak for you in the name of Jesus. The mercy of the Lord be upon you and your household in Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Praise God. Beloved, let me remind you of the coming of the Lord Jesus. Our Lord and Master is coming. Prepare yourself for His coming. The Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. 2026 is going to be a year that you will go forward by the mercy of the Lord. You will partake in the banquet of His good things, in the feast of His divine provision. by mercy in the name of Jesus. Thank you and God bless you. Have a wonderful day and compliment of the season.